This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we name America. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Our country is named after the Italian navigator Amerigo Vespucci instead of the Italian navigator Christopher Columbus. Why do you suppose that is? Who was Vespucci and what did he do? He was an Italian merchant born in 1454 in Florence. He worked for the Medicis. The year Columbus made his first voyage, they sent Amerigo to handle their ship outfitting business in Spain. Vespucci helped outfit Columbus' third voyage. Finally, he outfitted his own voyage to look for the Indian subcontinent, which had eluded Columbus. He sailed in 1499, 7 years after Columbus first landed in the West Indies. Vespucci made trips in 1499 and 1502, and possibly a third trip in 1503. During his first voyage, he explored the northern coast of South America to well beyond the mouth of the Amazon. He gave Asian place names like Gulf of the Ganges to the things he saw. He also made significant improvements in navigational techniques. On that trip, he predicted Earth's circumference to within 50 miles. But the breakthrough came on Vespucci's second trip when he realized he wasn't looking at India at all, but at an entirely new continent. He verified the fact by following the coast of South America down to within 400 miles of Tierra del Fuego. Columbus found the New World, but Vespucci recognized it was a new world. So, who wrote Vespucci's Christian name, Amerigo, on the map? Was it the King of Spain, our founding fathers, Vespucci himself? Well, it was none of those. An obscure German clergyman and amateur geographer named Waldseemüller belonged to a literary club that published an introduction to cosmology in 1507. In it, he wrote about the new landmass Vespucci had explored. I see no reason why anyone should justly object to calling this part America, after Amerigo Vespucci, its discoverer, a man of great ability. The name stuck. Later, Waldseemüller thought better of the name, but he hadn't counted on the power of the new medium of print. There was no undoing what he'd set in type. When a second great landmass was found to the north, the names North and South America were applied to both continents. And we're left with an odd question. Who really discovered America on behalf of Renaissance Europe? Was it the person who found it or the person who recognized it for what it was? That same riddle dogs all of science. Who discovered oxygen? Was it Priestley who first isolated it? Lavoisier who recognized it for a new substance but failed to see what the substance was? Or was it Scheele who got it right before either Priestley or Lavoisier but didn't publish until after they had? It's a hopeless question, of course. Columbus, Vespucci, Ericsson, and that brave Asian who first walked off across the tendril of land that is now the Bering Strait. They all discovered this place, and we might as well say with Waldseemüller, why not call it America? I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.